I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pollster Steve Greenberg is joining us on the Troker College Liveline this morning on a new Siena poll of New York voters 2 weeks before the election. And Steve, I want to start with something that is getting a lot of buzz around here right now. Proposition 1, the proposed ERA constitutional amendment. 2 weeks out, what are you finding out when it comes to this issue?
Overwhelming support among New York voters. 69% of New Yorkers say they're going to vote yes on Proposition 1. 22% say they're voting no. We have a wide partisan divide. 89% of Democrats say they're supporting it. 62% of independents say they're supporting it. But Republicans, by a 50 to 36% margin, they say they're voting no. Now, we should just caution listeners, not everybody who goes to vote remembers to vote on the proposition. So we don't know that the turnout will be as big for the proposition as it is for the election itself. So that could affect the way the turnout, you know, the way the final numbers come out.
I'm interested to know, when it comes to props on the back of the ballot, I always kind of assumed, and you know what happens when you assume things, Steve, but that's not me, that it's harder to get people to say yes than it is to get people to say no, or as you just mentioned, turn it around and vote for it in the first place. Has that changed in recent years? We've seen some props in New York State pass, you know, some with overwhelming numbers. Or maybe it was never true, and it is kind of easy to get people to vote through things.
Well, we've seen propositions on the ballot that have passed. We have seen ones that have been defeated. This one doesn't come with any dollars attached to it. Often propositions like bond acts that entail a lot of spending of state money get looked at by voters differently. But based on the wording that the Board of Elections is using to describe this, it seems like it has overwhelming support, except with Republicans.
When you asked about it, were many unaware of it or didn't have an opinion or just didn't know about it?
Well, you know, 91% of respondents told us they were voting either yes or no. 1% of respondents said they were not planning to vote on that. And 8% did not know.
Also, you know, I'm wondering, you mentioned the partisan divide on that question. Is there also maybe a geographic divide, upstate, downstate?
To a certain extent, but not. It's more on the size of the support. So 84% of New York City voters support Prop 1, 69% of downstate suburban voters. And among upstate voters, it's supported by a 57 to 33% margin. So support is not quite as strong upstate as it is downstate, but there's still strong support, 57 to 33% among upstate voters.
We are 2 weeks away from the election today, Steve, and we look at maybe where we were several months ago to where we are now. I mean, there was talk months and months ago of, you know, hey, New York, it's closer than ever between Trump and Biden. And ever since Biden dropped out of the race and Harris became the candidate, she's kind of opened up this comfortable lead that we're used to seeing Democrats have in New York State.
Only now, but that is right. Back in June in the Siena poll, what we saw was Biden had an 8-point lead over Trump at that point. There has not been a single-digit presidential race in New York since 1988. In this century, every Democrat has carried New York by at least 18 points. 4 years ago, Biden carried New York by 23 points. So there was concern. The first poll with Harris among Democrats, the first poll with Harris back in August had her up by 14 points, an improvement from 8, but not near the 23 that Biden got 4 years ago. In September, it fell a point to 13-point lead, now up to 19 points. So getting closer to where Biden was 4 years ago.
What are the top issues with New York voters in this presidential race?
Well, we asked voters who they trusted to do a better job on four specific issues that we know are big issues in this campaign: the economy, abortion, immigration, and democracy. On abortion and democracy, voters overwhelmingly say Harris will do a better job. On the economy and immigration, closer, but still, even on the economy, by a 52-46% margin, voters say Harris will be better. And when it comes to immigration, by a very narrow 50-46% margin, voters say Harris will do a better job.
Okay, well, a lot of numbers to crunch over the next couple of weeks. Hey, Steve, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.